Hello everyone, and thank you so much for joining me today on my podcast. I wanted to expand a little bit on the last recording about spankings in the South made fear-filled adults. If you really kind of know your history or even look a little bit into the history of Mississippi and its racism, it is very, very prevalent. Actually, the little town I grew up in was segregated most of my life. And I'm now a 30-year-old woman, but I don't think it ever stopped being segregated. We still have the train tracks that separate the sides. So everybody lives in their own areas. So we don't cross the tracks to their side. They don't cross the tracks to our side. And so being surrounded by so much racism, and then one day moving to Southern Illinois, it taught me to let go of the mentality that everyone that was not African American was bad or scary or else kill me. I remember getting strip searched in the middle of the city while cars were going around the loop. In the middle of the city where our grocery stores, we didn't have many, was that? By white cops. And I remember the tears pouring down my face, my brother's face, because they swore up and down we had stole stuff. And we never stole a day in our lives. My dad was a nurse who made very good money because he ran the nursing home where he was at. So he had always made a nice change. And so therefore, it was allowance day for us. And I remember that feeling of anger, but yet fear that I could do nothing but be a black woman who was strip searched past my needs in the middle of a city, and I could do nothing about it. I remember the feeling of being touched without my permission because of the excuse of stealing. And I'll never forget that day, because that day forever shaped who I was as a woman and who I was as a person. And there was many, many incidents like that that happened in the town that I grew up in, all the way to hangings. There are many hangings in the city that I grew up in. And so, to expand a little bit more on the last podcast, which was that whoopings were normal in our school, they would hit the kids so hard. You can see they was putting everything they had into it. And I also remember every time they would swing, their sleeve would come up. And you would see the KKK mark on their arms. And it was weird to grow up in a school system that the books were so old we could find our grandparents' names in the books. It was actually a ritual we do every time school would start at the beginning of the school year. We would all go through our books trying to find the book that our parents or our grandparents had had. And claim that book because it was a normal thing for us. That's how outdated our books were. All the teachers, or most of the majority of the teachers, were not African American, and most of them, about 90% of them, had the Ku Klux Klan symbol on their arm, and they were teaching their schools. They were our teachers. They were our principals. They were our everything. They were over the school system. We never had funds or money. We never had anything. And so I grew up with the mindset of that feeling of nothing's ever available to us because it was such a scarcity mindset. And so I wanted to expand on that a little bit more because those things that happened growing up due to the cultural differences shaped me by no many other African Americans that have, or even other nationalities that grew up in that region. And still today, the area is filled with poverty, and someday I'll go back and be able to build the schools and build the things I want to, but for now, I'm starting here. But I wanted to just let you know the context of why I said spanking created fearful, angry adults, because I'm the product of it. I understand that it's a long line of anger and hate and pain and rage that comes from those kids to forever grow up in that. And so it goes on. Those kids have kids, and those kids have kids, And then we're stuck in the cycle until one of us or one of the children decide to break that cycle. Because if they beat their kids, you beat your kids, and so on and so forth, because that's what my mama did to get me in line, then you're not really breaking the cycle. You're only enabling a cycle that creates broken children. And so I set out, and my husband set out when we had kids, to find a different way, whether it's a comfort corner, whether it's a bottle with the glitter in it that you turn upside down so they can concentrate, whether it's, there's many other ways to do this, and we're on the journey to find those ways, because we refuse to have fearful, fueled, angry adults. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you have a wonderful day.